What were you doing when you got the call, and how did you face it?
I was at the gym on the treadmill. I just got done working, and stopped by the gym to get a workout in, and I was telling them I actually missed the call a couple times. Then my agent called, and I had my headphones in. Then my agent calls me, and I'm like, you know, hey, what's going on? He's like, you know, you got the Saints over calling you right now, blowing your phone. You might want to get on the phone. I'm like, oh, crap. So, you know, grabbed the phone, and then I had about under an hour to get from the gym to the shower to my car to the airport.
Wow.
Somehow I made it.
Now, you said you were working. Were you back at your insurance agency?
Or? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back to work.
Did you take notice of what happened with the team during the first week? Or did you kind of have a feeling?
Of course. I watched the game, and I thought our defense played tough, man. You know, other than the one run Steven Jackson had, I thought we played the run tough. I thought a lot of our third down stuff looked great. And, you know, we had a couple guys get banged up. So, you know, you kind of had an indication that maybe they were going to need a little help.
Now, Coach Payton said he gave you an indication that you might be back pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Were you extremely down at the release of the first time, or when he told you you'd had a chance to come back pretty fast? Did that kind of lift you up?
It's never fun being told that your efforts weren't good enough, but it is nice to know that, you know, they were good enough to get a second call. So you get a second shot, you got to make it count.